The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, warm greetings from Redwood City. It's nice to be here. I feel kind of quiet at the moment. So, to warm up, settle down, get ready for meditation. There's a saying, if you go walking in the wilderness sometimes, go backpacking, that the saying is, leave only footsteps. So sometimes they say, leave no traces, or leave only footsteps. And in the time of the Buddha commented on that birds leave no traces, no trail behind them when they fly through the sky. And this relates to the idea of the metaphor of seeing for meditation, to observe that if you are lay on the grass and look at the clouds drifting by, you see them, but you do not disturb them. If you sit at the edge of a river and watch the river go by, you see it, but you don't disturb it. This is a wonderful thing about eyesight, that we can see clearly if we can see, but we're not obviously normally interfering with what we see. We don't touch it. We don't manipulate it. We just observe it. So the same thing with the breathing, to observe the breathing is to not be bothered by it and not have an agenda about it, but rather to let the breathing take care of itself. And if you find that you can't help but to control your breath, your breathing, or you find that the breath is constricted in some way, no worry. The idea is to simply, very simply, be to observe that, to be with it, and sometimes settling back and just to watch it, even from a distance, rather than feeling it, sometimes is really helpful of not being bothered, getting out of the way of it. And this to do so is not passive in the sense of we don't care about what happens, but rather it's strategic in that it allows for the natural system to come to equilibrium. It allows for the natural way of breathing to settle down. And observed breath, observed breathing, returns to harmony, in a sense. The Buddha said that an observed mind becomes happy. The idea also is leaving the mind alone and letting it kind of settle out. And it points to the idea that we're often, with our attachments, we're often engaged, manipulating, fixing, reacting to all kinds of things. And that reactivity doesn't allow for some equilibrium and settling to happen. And so part of the art of meditation is learning how not to be reactive, caught in, involved in, with what's going on, and I like to say, not be bothered by it. One of the great teachings I received around thinking in meditation was a teaching, don't be bothered by your thinking. But for this week on breathing, see if you can leave no traces, not even a footstep, with your breathing. Just observe it, as if you're looking at clouds drifting by, or waves gently lapping up against the shore, or as if you're watching the little wavelets of a river as the water flows down. The idea is to get out of the way of your breathing, but clearly stay present for it, and trust that your whole psychophysical system will take care of it as need be, if we really just observe the miracle of observation, gentle, caring, loving, receptive observation of breathing. So to take a meditation posture, And sometimes you can pull in the spine between the shoulder blades ever so slightly in such a way that it kind of pushes out the chest. Maybe a little bit straighter. So there's more room for the lungs and the diaphragm to breathe. And lower your gaze. Relax your gaze. And kind of an unfocused gaze, not looking on anything. And then gently closing your eyes. In the beginning of meditation, we can actively engage the breathing to establish the connection, to help relax. And maybe also set up a contrast between being involved with breathing and later letting it breathe itself. So taking a few long, slow, deep breaths. Really filling your lungs fully, the top of the lungs as well. And then a long, leisurely exhale. And the exhale, relaxing the body. And then letting your breathing return to normal. On the exhale, relaxing the muscles around the face, around the eyes, and around the mouth. And on the exhale, relaxing the shoulders. And softening the belly. And moving slowly a little bit to a breathing that's simply observed and allowed to breathe itself. Ever so slightly at the end of the exhale, pause before you breathe in. Not so you get winded or something, but just a gentle pause so you can feel the desire of the body to breathe in. And then allow the body to inhale. And perhaps also at the top of the inhale, a gentle pause. So you can feel the pull of the body to exhale. And as soon as you feel that little pull, give into it, allow it. The body will breathe itself if you allow it to do so. So now, don't make any effort with the pause. Just allow your breathing to breathe itself. but being a witness to your body breathing. Without being bothered whether you are still controlling it or if it feels constricted or difficult. If anything, as you watch it, be curious about it. Or be tender and caring, trusting for now that all you need to do is to accompany it as a witness. Just observe the rhythm of breathing in and breathing out. If your mind is actively thinking, see if you can allow yourself not to be bothered by that, but also not continue with it. Instead, when the mind wanders away from the breathing, open the window of the eyes to allow the breathing to appear. The rhythm of the waves of breathing coming and going. you watch your exhale, see if you can watch the whole exhale. Like you would watch a bird fly through the sky, you would watch the whole, you'd follow it until it disappears. Watch the whole inhale, allowing each inhale and exhale to be itself. Another way of talking about watching the breath is to allow the breathing to breathe itself and see what happens when you stay close, continuous, with gently watching the inhale and the exhale as if you would do it forever. As we come to the end of the sitting, to mention that there are times when one of the gifts we can give others is to allow them to be themselves. To allow them to be themselves with respect, with appreciation. And this ability to sit quietly in meditation and leave and allow ourselves to be ourselves in some deeper way than we can if we're swept away in the floods of thinking. To really be present, to see, to know, to feel ourselves, but let ourselves be ourselves in that process. To learn to do that in meditation, we can also learn a higher quality way of doing that for others. To really be present for people. To care for them even. And that be, and ourselves being free from needing to fix or judge or change someone, but rather to be with them with the respect that they can be themselves. Maybe in such a way that they can relax and be themselves more deeply than they've ever been. Maybe some of the challenging ways they are is because they're not allowing themselves to be who they are. May it be that as we learn this meditation practice, that we can give others a gift of allowing them to be who they are, even if they don't know yet who they are. To accompany, to witness, to see others clearly. And they feel safe from us. May we become safe for all beings. May we contribute to the happiness and welfare of all beings. May what we're learning in meditation be applied out into our lives, the people we encounter. So that maybe we lighten the load or brighten the day or reduce the suffering of those we meet. May this meditation practice serve for the welfare and happiness of all beings. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free.